Friends, this year should be a special schus l'refuas, Nissen ben Lydia, and Binyamin Simcha ben Adina. Minya, we are continuing our study of the Sheif Shmaitza. We are in the Shmaitza Aleph Perek Aleph. We have seen the sheet of the Maharit, who explains that the reason, even though the Rambam holds Sveket HaRaisa Menator is Lekula, the reason you need a special heter by Mamzer is to tell you that Safik Mamzer is Mutter. Even Bavas Achas, a Safik Mamzer, is allowed to be married to a Bas Yisrael and to a Mamzeres Bavas Achas. If he's married to a Mamzeres, that's on the tzad that he's a Mamzer. And if he's married to a Bas Yisrael, that's on the tzad that he's Kasher. And despite the fact that they're two contradictory Kulas, we still allow him to be married to both of them simultaneously. Even though it's Tarati Desasri, it's an inherent contradiction to be married to both of them. Nevertheless, that's exactly what the Pasuk is teaching us when it tells us that Safik Mamzer's Mutter, even if they're Trei Kula Desasri Adad, even if they're two Kulas that are inherently contradictory. The Maharit was noiket bepashtus misvara. This is the sheet of the Maharit. So he learned misvara that b'sha'aris surim shebetorah, where the Rambam holds shetvar Torah kolas vegas mutarim. So that's only a stam suffix. But if it's two kulas that are inherently contradictory, the Rambam is moda that we go l'chumra min haTorah, and his svara is understood based on what we explained in an earlier shir. That the Rambam holds the Dvar Torah, all Sfeikas are Mutter, it doesn't mean that the Isser was misbatil from the Etzem HaChaticha, like the Din Bittel Barov. Din Bittel Barov is pulled on the Etzem HaChefs and is misbatil the Isser on the Chaticha. For example, when a Chatichas Nevela is misarevis Barov Ksheris, so the Isser is misbatil from the Chatichas Nevela and it becomes a Chatichas Heter, Kamosh Chutos. And when a person eats one Chaticha from the Tarovis and Kapish Mayagalia, that it's a Nevela, really he ate a chaticha that b'metzias didn't change. Metzias isn't going to change the idea of bittul barov. But it was nevertheless a chaticha de'atera, even though it was never shechted. Because just like the Torah was matir to eat basar shenishchata kedina, the Torah was matir to eat meat that was properly shechted, so too the Torah was matir b'sar nevelish and isarve barov ksheris. The Torah was also matir the meat of an avela, the flesh of an avela that was mixed in with rov ksheros. Kshabadim echad lechol is kolat harov es bevas achas. When one person comes to eat this whole mixture, so lechora we should aser, because it's not sad to be somech and say that he didn't eat an avela, because miman of shach he's eating an avela. Nevertheless, even that, according to most rishonim, is mutter menator. It's mutter to eat all the chatichas together. So you have one chaticha which is an avela mixed in with other chatichas which are not an avela. So even though you know when you're eating them all simultaneously that you're eating an avela, now you can't say eat one and be so much that it's not an avela, because you're eating all of them together. Nevertheless, you're still allowed to eat it, because yes, the metzias isn't changing. It still is. It wasn't shechted properly, this piece of meat. Nevertheless, when it's misarid barov, when it's mixed in with the rov, it's mutter, because that's the din of bittel. So that's all in the world of bittel. But the Rambam holds that Dvar Torah all sfekas are mutter. That's not a din on the cheftz, it's a din on the gavra. For misipka for chaticha to nevel, and we go the kula min haTorah, and a person's allowed to eat it, it doesn't mean that the iser on the chaticha was misbatel and the chaticha's mutter as if it was shechted. Rather, it's a din on the gavra. He is not mitzvah to be choshesh to the tzad that shema klapei shmaya galia that it's an avela, and he's allowed to be so mechatzmo misafek that maybe klapei shmaya galia that it's not an avela, and therefore he's allowed to eat it. And the olam, and really, if klapei shmaya galia that it was an avela, so it turns out that he was nichshol in yerech ticha diyisura. Kmo kein benogel yisurim shel asiyas peula. Also, when it comes to surim, we're doing a pool like planting kalayim that we go b'sefik kasim l'kulam and atar. It doesn't mean that the etzem peula was transformed to a pulas het. Rather, it's a din on the gavra she'eno mitzuve lachush, that he is not commanded to be choshesh to the tzad that shema klapi shmaya galia that it's kalayim, and he's allowed to be so mechatzma misafik that maybe klapi shmaya galia that it's not kalayim. Maybe God knows that it's not kalayim, and therefore he's allowed to plant it. But la'olam, if klapi shmaya galia that it's kalayim, so it turns out that he was nichshal and he did a pu'ula asura. Since the whole heter is only because he's somech atzmo that kapishmaya galya, that he's not over any iser, but if it's two kulas that are sosar each other, the Rambam is moda that you go l'chumra min haTorah, because there you have no smichas das to say that maybe you are not chancing upon the iser. Ad the Rambam, man of shech, when the person is doing these two contradictory kulas, the man of shech is over on an iser, and that's exactly what the Ma'arit means. But if not for the pasuk that was matir lehed yosafik mamzer, and it would only be mutter mikach safek chol yisurim shebetorah, he would not be allowed to be married to b'as achas yisraelis k'sher v'gam mamzeres, because man of shech, he's doing an iser. Either he's not allowed to be married to mamzeres, he's not allowed to be married to the b'as Yisrael, depending on whether or not he's a mamzer. But now that there's an extra pasuk to be matir safek mamzer legamrei, this safek mamzer is mutter b'toras v'adai. In other words, it's like the din of bittel barov. And when a Suffolk mamzer marries a Yisraelis k'sheira and kapi shmaikal that he's a mamzer, there's no iser at all. So if a mitzias, it was a mamzer that married a Yisraelis, because the etz of the mitzias does not change. Nevertheless, this type of mamzer, the Torah didn't ask her la'olam lavo b'kal Yisrael, and so too. When there's a Suffolk mamzer that marries a mamzeres and kapi shmaikal that he's a Yisrael kosher, there was no iser at all here, because the Torah didn't ask her a mamzeres to come b'suffolk kol Suffolk. And since the Torah is matir, but Torah is vada, it's mutter even to marry a bas Yisrael and mamzeres b'vas achas, because now you can't say man of shech is over an iser, because ader rabba, however it's going to be, he's not over any iser, because now he's mutter b'Torah is vada. So the ikar chiddush of the Ma'arit, that a suffik mamzer, the Torah is matir b'Torah is vada, and therefore it's mutter even if he's soser himself by marrying both a mamzeres and a bas Yisrael k'sheira, the Ma'arit discusses this. We're talking about the Ma'arit. The Pri Chadash discusses this. So the Shmaitze, and that's what we're going to be discussing, we're going to bring the Pri Chadash. The Sheif Shmaitze brings the Ma'arit, who's medaktik, and writes that the Suffolk Mamzer is Mutter B'Torah Svada, and the Nafkamina is that he's going to be Mutter B'Vasyon Zeres B'Vas Achas Af Al Gav Tahabetatri Disasri. So we see Mavur Midvar of the Dafka Kisha Oise Bevas Achas Shtei Pu'ulos. Only when you do Bevas Achas, two Pu'ulos, that one of them is Asur, Manav Shach is going to come out to an Isur. That's when you have two Kulos that are Sosur each other, and it's not Mutter, Bishar Sfek Esur, and other Sfek Isurs. Mashenken, when you do two Pu'ulos one after the other, it's Mutter even without a Pasuk. The whole Chiddush of the Ma'arit, the Ma'arit's understanding is that when was the Torah, when do we need to be matir a suffik mamzer? When it's b'vas achas, when the two kulas associate each other b'vas achas simultaneously. But if it's one after the other, for that we don't need a pasuk. For that, even b'sha'aris surim, if there are two kulas that associate each other, but they're not simultaneous, then it would be mutter. So for example, let's say you have a suffik mamzer who married a bas Yisrael, and then she died or he divorced her, so he's allowed to marry a mamzeres, even without a pasuk, even though together he once did an iser, because it's either one or the other, right? He's either a mamzer or not. Nevertheless, since it's not bevas achas, and svekas are mutter min haTorah, he's allowed to do one after the other. It's only bevas achas that you need the special pasuk to be matir the isurim. The Pri Chadash brings down in Simen Kuf Yud, Kolei Svek Sveka, brings down this harit. First, he's masik that the Ma'arit learns that there's a room to be cholek machalek min haTorah between bevas achas and zachar zeh is not true, because if zatzu bevas achas, it's even also bezachar zeh, because he's doing tarti disaster. And if zachar zeh is mutter, then bevas achas is also mutter. So the Pri Chadash doesn't want to be machalek between the two, and he brings a raya l'dvar of mashkas v'atoysis on the Mishnah on Psachim. You have shnei shvilim, two paths, one is tameh, one is tar, and he went in one of the paths. And he was Osek B'Tyros, and then his friend went in the second path, and he was Osek B'Tyros. So if they come to ask the Rav B'Vas Achas what to do, Divrei HaKol Tumeim, but B'Zeh HaZeh, if they ask one after the other, then everybody's Tar. Tosis writes, B'Vas Achas Divrei HaKol Tumeim, Nira Dahanim Midrei Bonan, Midrei Raisa, Filu B'Vas Achas Tahar, Midrei Raisa, even B'Vas Achas, they're Tar. So, says the Pri Chodesh, is Mistaber Vada, that Minatar, you're not Mechalek, between B'Vas Achas and Zeh HaZeh. Just like there, Midaraisa, even Bavas Achas Taharim, just like Bazach Azet Taharim, even Bavas Achas Taharim. So is Mistaber. Now you shouldn't be mechalek, says the Pri Chodesh, between Bezachar Zeh and Bevas Achas. The Ma'arit wanted to be mechalek between the two. It says Bevas Achas is no good. Without a pasuk and Bezachar Zeh is okay. Without a pasuk, you can be matir. Two contradictory kulas. But we see from Tosis not like that. The Tosis says don't be mechalek between Midaraisa, between Bevas Achas and Zachar Zeh. So brings the Pri Chodesh. Now, by Shnei Shvilin, this is all brought in the Shirei Dvar Melech. And the Shnei Shvilin BMS were making more than Kol HaTorah Kula. And we're Matar both of them, even though it's two Kulas that are Soser each other, Mashen Kim B'chol Sveki Surim, that were not Mekil to be Matar, two Kulas that are Soser each other. And there's a reason to be Mechalik, as we're going to see, hopefully. So we're not going to compare. The Pri Chodesh doesn't want to compare Din Kol Sveke Surim to the Din of Shnei Shvilim. Shnei Shvilim is more Kal than Din Sveke Surim. Sveke Surim, if they're contradictory, if they're two Kulas that associate each other, it's no good. And if by Shnei Shvilim it is. But what the Pri Chodesh is trying to bring a Raya, not to be Mechalik, that what you say about one, you have to say about the other. So we see by Shnei Shvilim, that's, we say that one is tar, we say that Bezachar Zeh is tar, so Bevas Achas is also going to be tar. So then by Kol Isurim also, let's not be mechalik. And if Bevas Achas, the Rambam is modeh, that by Kol Isurim it's no good, then Bezachar Zeh, the Rambam should also be modeh, that Kol Isurim is no good, if there's two kulas that are close to each other. Even Bezachar Zeh, if it's not simultaneous, the Rambam should agree that it's no good. If it is good, it is good, but you can't be mechalik between the two. That's one point of the Pri Chodesh. Pri Chodesh, it continues. And he says, there's a suffix, what's the din, Aliba da Rambam, if you have a Sveka da Raisa, if it's Tarti de Sasri. According to the Ma'arit, it's Pashat Misvara, that in such an instance, the Rambam is Maldi de Golda Chumim and Torah. But the Pri Chodesh says, I'm not so sure. I'm not so sure that according to the Rambam, if you have two contradictory Svekas, that you call the Chumra. Do we say, Rambam and HaTorah call a Sveka Shayin, even if all Svekas are Mutter, even if it's Tarti de Sasri. And Sufik Mamzer is Mutter, Bevas Yisrael of Mamzer is Bein Bezachar Zeh, or Bein Bevas Achas, even without a Pasuk, that's Matir B'Torah Svadei, because we're Matir two contradictory Svekas, or maybe no. When we go Lekula, it's Dafka, if they're not Tarti de Sasri. And if not for the Pasuk, that's Matir, Sufik Mamzer B'Torah Svadei, we would say that he's only allowed to marry one of them, either the Mamzeris or the Bas Yisrael. Once he marries one, he's not allowed to marry the other. And from the din of two shvilin, of shnei shvilin, that we had in Pesachim, that were a matar, both of them, you can't prove that we go lekula, even betarti disasri. Because there's a big reason to be mechalik. Either because of the mikoach din cheskes taira. And ever since the person has a cheskes taira, a matar, both of them, midaraisa. Or mikoch din safik tum rishus harabim that sveik was tar, or mikoch the din that safik tum rishus harabim, we have a rule that we learn from Sota that safik is tar, and therefore mitar both. And it's machokas that Rashi and Tosis at the beginning of Seches Nida and of Beis Amar Aleph writes that when do we learn from Sota to be mitar safik tum rishus harabim if it's a darvash yocholios, but if it's shnei shvilim it can't be that they're both tar. Because we know that one of the paths is Tame. So that we're Matara both of them is because we're Mamed each of them Mecheskes Taira. But Rashi there in Pesachim explains that they're Matara Kol Echad Ki Dekaimelam B'Safik Tum B'Sarab M'Sveik Otar. That when we're Matar, B'Safik Tum B'Sarab, we're Matar both of them, both these people who went on the paths, one is Tame, one is Tar, one path is Tame, one path is Tar, Matar both of them. So Rashi learns that the Pshat is that we're Matar, B'Safik Tum B'Sarab, M'Sveik Otar, as the Pri Chodesh explains the Sfar of Rashi, that since there are two people, we judge each one individually. And we say, Safik Tum Rishus HaRabim is Tar. Because each one can say that my friend went on the Tami path and I went on the Torah path. But to be Mati or Tarat the Sasri, Bechad Gavra, to be Mati or Tarat the Sasri, if you have one guy, I mean, Man of Shach, he was over in Isser. Really, I'll tell you that the Rambam is Moda that we go to Chumram in HaTorah. Could be that here we're only Matir if it's two people. But maybe if it's one person, we have Tarti the Sasri, the Rambam is Moda, like the Ma'arid in fact holds, in general, that we are Machmir Min HaTorah. Just by Mamzer we have a special pasuk, but otherwise we're Machmir if it's two Sfekas that are close to each other. So there is a lot more to discuss. There's more rayas of the Pri Chadash, and Beritzas Hashem Darkeinu, we will continue B'siyata D'Shemaya B'li Neder in the next shir. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.